Hello, I'm Bill Pollack. This is my Press Box podcast, which you can find on MissouriNet.com. I thought it'd be fitting to feature Matt Lawrence, the senior basketball guard from the Missouri Tigers, an unbelievable run that this team had, 31-7, the most wins in basketball history for Mizzou, an Elite Eight trip, of course, a game that, boy, they look back now, and you'll hear from Matt Lawrence, a game that they really thought they had a chance of beating Connecticut and just came up short. So we're going to look into his mind as kind of what's going through their mind on the floor as they're in that game. They take the lead, and then they just can't get some shots to fall. What were the Tigers thinking going through that? Plus, we'll see what his future holds for him. Just a great kid, a kid that could have packed it in, left, and had gone somewhere else once Mike Anderson came in, but he decided to stick it out, and now he finishes with the second most three-point field goals made in Mizzou history. Just a great kid. Enjoy our conversation. We pick it up with me joining him just outside their locker room as he was getting ready to head home yesterday.
Matt, when you think back about the whole NCAA tournament experience and the Elite Eight, is it hard to still think about it, or do you think about the good things now that it's been a few days?
Yeah, it's been a little time, so it's still a little hard when I think about that game, especially in the second half, knowing that we took the lead there and I thought we were going to pull it out, and knowing that we probably should have won the basketball game. But, you know, Connecticut was a great basketball team, and when I look back now, I see all that we accomplished, not only in reaching the NCAA tournament, which hadn't been done in 6 years, but to advance to the Elite Eight. And I think we did, you know, our school and our state proud.
You know, I was watching that game from home, and for work, I could go to Detroit if you guys made it. So I'm watching the game, and, you know, obviously, you know, pulling for you guys.
Right.
And I see you guys take a horrible start to the game. I'm like, all right, let's just try to get back into it. You know, thinking as a fan, I see you guys take the lead, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, this is going to be like what they did Big 12 and then what they've done up to this point. Right. You're going to take off. So what's going through your mind when you go through that stretch and shots just aren't falling? You guys are getting your looks and the shots aren't going and the game is tied. There's a two-point game. What goes on through your minds as a team?
I mean, when the shots aren't falling, you know, this year all we've done is kind of started to attack the basket more, get it to our guards, get to the basket, feed it off to our big men for some easy looks. But, you know, it's tough to do that against Connecticut. You can't just say, all right, now our three-point shot isn't falling, let's just get to the basket, when you got a 7'3" guy there and Stanley Robinson, who's 6'9" but can jump better than anyone I've seen. And, you know, Jeff Adrian, who's the same way. He's only like 6'6", but he's blocking shots as well. I mean, it's tough. Connecticut was such a tall basketball team. And, you know, when you saw us get in there, shots were being altered and things weren't falling. And, we weren't getting to the line either, which we had done so well. So, you know, the easy baskets that we had when we needed them early on in the year weren't coming. So we really needed to make some shots during the second half and they wouldn't fall.
Does your confidence ever get shaken at that point, or frustration, or just...
Maybe a little bit of frustration. You know, the things that we've been able to do all season in those kind of crutch situations, which get to the basket, get fouled like JT did against Marquette, or Zaire did against Texas, or we did against Kansas. We got easy looks down the stretch in close basketball games we just couldn't do. And, you know, that's a credit to Connecticut for playing. You know, they played tremendous defense all tournament. And, you know, I think we should have extended the lead there when we took it. But Connecticut did a good job stopping that.
You know, you guys had a great season, and you really had a great career. I mean, when you think of, you know, Coach Anderson coming in here, and, you know, you had to change your game just for, you know, kids that are playing ball, whether they're in junior high or high school now. I mean, just talk about your mindset when you made the decision that you were going to stick it out here and fit in with this team, and just talk about your sacrifices or what you did to mentally prepare yourself and get to where you did.
You know, it was hard for me when the coaching transition happened, whether I was going to stay or go. But I think Coach Anderson did a great job easing my mind when he came here, and, you know, just kind of opening it up for anyone that, you know, he didn't care who played the year before. And I kind of took that and ran with it and said, all right, I'm going to work really hard, show this guy I can shoot the basketball, because you always have a spot on the team for a shooter. And that was kind of my mindset over the summer, working hard and making shots. And I just kind of continue that into, you know, the season. And then I just kind of focused a little bit more on my defensive and rebounding as my career went on, and worked hard at that. And, you know, just looked for stuff that I couldn't do well, and work really hard on that. And the stuff that I already could do pretty well, I maintained it. And I didn't want to fall off in, you know, my shooting ability or my passing ability or anything like that. So I think that was definitely the key for, you know, anyone who is looking to play, is definitely work hard on things you can't do and make sure you can still do things you can do well.
I know you talk about your family a lot and the inspiration that they provide for you. How did they help you get through this, your whole college career?
Oh, they were the number one people there for me, definitely, to talk to. I've seen tons of things happen. I've been through some bad seasons, some okay seasons, some teammates getting in trouble and coaching changes. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, just to have them back home always calling me saying, you want to talk about it. If you want to leave, we're here to support you. If you want to stay, we're here to support you. And I think just kind of put it all in perspective that, you know, it's only basketball. It's not, you know, the rest of my life or anything.
Yeah, I mean, when you look back, though, I mean, everything that you've gone through, I mean, you know, you certainly you're going to be proud of yourself when you look back that you stuck with it.
Yeah, definitely. I think I definitely made the right decision to keep playing and stay here. I always wanted to stay here, you know, being from Missouri, but, you know, it was just a terrific end to, you know, a career that, you know, could have gone bad and, you know, it ended out great. So it was, you know, it's a credit to especially the guys that came in this year and were, you know, all about winning, and definitely the seniors that stuck around with me too and our coaching staff. And, you know, that was the greatest end I could have possibly had.
What's the first memory that pops in your mind from on the court, a particular play or game or a situation?
You know, that Kansas game this year was unbelievable, just the way that we won the game. But I think my best memory would probably be my senior night game against Oklahoma, just having this place full, you know, to wish off myself, Mike, Leo, and Damari, you know, just kind of here to appreciate all the hard work that we put into it. So I was really excited when everyone came out and there was a packed crowd and got to experience that with my mom and dad out there on the floor and get them a little recognition also.
Now, what are you doing class-wise?
Just trying to graduate. I got a couple more classes I got to finish up here. I'll graduate in May. So, you know, just trying to get the best grades possible, you know, improve my resume for my overall GPA. But, you know, just trying to stay alive, I guess, in the classroom.
Now, are you looking forward to basketball beyond this professionally? I mean, what's your next step?
Yeah, I think so. I'm talking to the coaches a little bit, and they're trying to get me set up with an agent. And I'll definitely, you know, look into it and everything like that. And think about going over to Europe if that's a possibility. I'd love to keep playing basketball. You know, it's my number one love, so I'd love to keep doing it. And if anyone wants me, I'll keep playing.
Now, isn't that what you want to do? Don't you want to be an agent someday, too?
Maybe down the line. You know, I love to stay around the game, whether it's that or, you know, working out of college or something like that. I don't know if I could be a coach, though. I can't do what those guys do. It's pretty stressful.
Well, hey, Matt, thanks a lot for your years here at Missouri, and appreciate your time here today.
All right, thank you.